Hello, this is Devorah Harrell with Healing from the Holy Land, and I am here today to talk about the truth about narcissists. I think that people who have met up with narcissists, there's a bunch of people, a trend of people that meet up with narcissists throughout their lives. One goes out, the next one comes in, kind of thing. And I feel like I have been given a degree from the University of Life on narcissism. So we're going to talk about what is a narcissist and what we can expect with a narcissist, and then perhaps move into how to deal with a narcissist. Once we understand the anatomy of a narcissist, then we understand better what's to be expected, and also how to put up very strong boundaries. I also want to give a shout out to Jimmy on Relationships from he has reels on Instagram and I assume other places as well, and he has really informative videos, reels about this, so you can look there for more about this. Okay, so what is the anatomy of a narcissist? What pushes someone to erase everyone else's reality and create their history, their version of their history as the center of their world? What creates the personality that manipulates and finds that very fine line of, I mean, they're super con men, super, or women, super at finding that gray area where they've really gone over the line, but within a certain boundary of either still acceptable or not worth fighting against, or they really know how to push that line very far. And what's that about? Why are they living their lives basically on the offense? Not basically, very much on the aggressive offense. So the truth about narcissists, as I've seen it over decades of living with narcissists, people with narcissistic tendencies, meeting up with people throughout the years, who are narcissists, blatant narcissists. So there's a pain, a very deep, dark, difficult pain that narcissists don't want to see. They don't want to see, they don't want to touch it, they don't want anyone else to see it. It's like their deep, dark secret. It's a pain that's so big that they feel like if anyone were to try to look at it, if they were to try to look at it, it would swallow them up. So to them, protecting that boundary, that wall around this place, that sacred space of the pain I do not want to see, is something that they will go to extreme lengths. For them, it's live or die. It's an extreme place of they absolutely cannot look at it because it's so painful. And for some people, I think that it's karmic, that they come into this lifetime hurt and so, well, really the word is hurt, a different word came up, but they're in so much pain. Often it's not just what happened in this lifetime. Like they come in already with this victimhood, with how they're always the ones who've been perpetrated and never the perpetrators. How everyone wrongs them, how everyone else is wrong, how they are never responsible, right? These are big tag words we're touching on here, right? That narcissists will not let people see their pain. Narcissists will never be at fault. Victimhood, not being accountable, not taking accountability, shirking responsibility. Always like those things are, you know. And so what do? They're hiding a part of themselves, which automatically makes them feel like they have to be on guard. And so they are so occupied with this facade, they can only live a part of themselves. There's a whole part of themselves that they can't allow light into. So they feel unstable. Narcissists don't have inner stability. They don't have that grounded place. They're like ricocheting off of the walls. They're moving from bouncing from one manipulation to another. They always seem to be involved in, like, in some greater scheme, like kind of living through life, going from one scheme to the next, and with this greater objective of no one can see me. So they choose a target, right? Most narcissists are assumed to be either nice people, normal people, great people, even in some circumstances. And there are some more covert narcissists, there are some more open narcissists, but they're all the type of, like, people who know these narcissists well know that they don't want to get into a confrontation with them. And so even the covert narcissists, even the ones that are known to not be nice, even the ones that are known to be manipulative or superficial, petty, etc., people will just like blow over whatever, like they'll get away with a lot because people don't want to confront them. So the point is that within their inner circle, they're going to be looking for a target. They're going to be looking for someone that is usually the most powerful person in the room, usually the most grounded, most quietly intelligent, most emotionally intelligent, emotionally developed person in the room. Someone with a strong conscience, someone who is often very kind and loving of life, and they will choose that person as their target. And here's why. Well, there's two reasons, but the main reason why, well, let's say, why do they choose the most powerful person in the room? They're going to choose the most powerful person to connect with because, again, we said that they lack their inner stability, that they lack a sense of inner power. They're basically chasing this place of no one can see me. They're on the run all the time, trying to keep up a con. And so that lack of inner peace, that lack of inner stability, that lack of inner power, they get their hit. They get their hit of power when they learn that most powerful person's strengths and weaknesses and soft heart and different tender spots, and they will trigger that person and knock that person off of their game for a moment or an hour or a day. And in that time, they feel like they're the most powerful person in the room because they've just knocked the most empowered person that they know off their game. Now, who's got the power? For that moment, even if it's a moment, they got their hit. And it's like an addict. This is how they get their fill. This makes them feel for a moment that in that moment, there's this illusion that they're okay, that everything's okay. At the same time, that intellectual, empowered person is most likely to see them for who they are. And they can't have that. So they are simultaneously trying to get their hit by knocking this person out of their place of power and defending themselves, which turns into extremely caustic, aggressive, cruel behavior, which is like a push and pull that they do of like making everything seem fine so that the person stays close and then, buttering the person up and behaving like everything's great. And then bam, they'll pounce. And they're extremely good at that manipulation. And the reason why, and I'd just been going through this in my own head when I heard Jimmy on Relationships say a reel on this. Healthy people, someone who's in a relationship with a narcissist doesn't need to be an unhealthy, unstable person. It's actually, I see a lot of stable people who have been in relationships with narcissists. And that's because the highly emotionally aware and developed person will first or simultaneously, while the other person's behaving not nicely, they'll say, okay, maybe there's something I did here that I did wrong. Maybe there's something that, I need to take responsibility for. And so it could take a long time until they actually realize this really isn't about me. This really isn't about me. This is about them. And so the narcissist gets to manhandle them for a longer period of time. Now, again, when I say manhandle, you say, okay, so how can someone healthy be in a relationship where they're being manhandled? But if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist, you know all too well. There's either a family connection, you have sibling or parents, and you feel like, well, you have to love them or you have to at least keep some semblance of normal in the home because, after all, they're the sibling, they're the parent, you owe them respect, get along. So the person, you'll figure out a way to like handle it by staying quiet, by letting that person do what they're doing, knowing that they're not able to buy you, they're not able to, they can hurt you along the way, but you know who they are and you don't forget that. And you know who you are and you don't forget that. With other relationships, it can be that there's love, that there's a common bond, that there's a common dream, and the expectation is okay, everyone can have a bad day. Everyone can have their way that they deal with stress. Everyone can, excuses can be made for a period of time, hoping that someone will stay with their nice behavior, will learn how to have coping mechanisms for their stress, will deal with their childhood trauma just like you did. So maybe it's just taking them a little longer to work through their issues. But here is another truth about narcissists. And this one was a very big one for me as a healer and someone with the innate belief and mentality of everyone can be healed. Narcissists can't be healed. And that took me a really long time to wrap my head around that and to really accept that. I would still, you know, look to try to make things good, look to try to set up, you know, a conversation where there could be mutual, you know, apologies and, you know, put things out on the table. And at some point, I just, like, bit by bit, reality chipped away at my belief. And I realized that the statement is true. Everyone can be healed. Everyone can reach their own healing, except for someone who doesn't admit that he has something wrong to begin with. Except for someone who is so tightly wrapped up with protecting himself from his own inner pain that that is no man's land. That is wrapped around with barbed wire. That is a life or death situation. Can't go there. Can't look there. If you've ever sat with someone who's a narcissist in a healing session, in a therapy session, you'll see that they have a lot of tactics to divert the attention off themselves, to avoid really talking about their issues. Certainly they won't go deep into anything, and they'll be so uncomfortable and deflect and then refuse to go back. And so there's really no therapy to be done with a narcissist until the narcissist is ready to address the fact that he has that pain and that he does want to heal it so that he can get out of his narcissistic tendencies. And I unfortunately have yet to meet the narcissist who has reformed from that place, who has gotten to the point of, okay, yeah, I am really accountable for my actions and I'm ready to deal with them now. So unfortunately, in my experience, and if someone has different experience, I'd really like to hear it. I'd really like to hear that there are stories out there of healed narcissists. I'm not talking about people with narcissistic tendencies. I'm talking about, you know, full out narcissist. You know, please email me with stories like that. I'd like to know. In my experience, the best thing we can do when dealing with narcissists is neutralize any threats, triggers, manipulations that they've gathered all this information over time. Again, they're extremely bright con men or women, and so they can, you know exactly which triggers, exactly which soft points. So you neutralize them. You take the wires out of those buttons, and so they can try to press it, and it won't affect you. You become so the master of your own mood, of your own empowered place, that no one, least of all a narcissist, has the ability to shift your mood or get you off your game. When you stand so firmly on your ground and not only do not allow them to trigger you, take away any power that their threats have over you, when you learn to read into their accusations and see how they've twisted things to make up complete phony history to support their need to protect themselves, when you call them out on it, when you start laying the truth out on the table, when they make a false accusation and you point it out to them that indeed you are not, you know, what they said about you is not the case, but hey, let's look at how you have been doing that to me. Because most often what they're going to put back on you is exactly the way they've behaved with other people. And strong boundaries, wherever someone can not interact with these narcissists in their lives, great. And where you still need to interact with them, they no longer have the power to move you. And it's very strong work, very empowering work. And I think that for people who are empowered and therefore the narcissists, you know, chose them, this is going to be a journey where you recognize exactly how empowered you are, and just living with or being with a narcissist has kind of quieted some of those places because confronting them was just too difficult. But now you realize, well, heck, this is really who I am. I am empowered. I know how to stand up for myself. I know where my boundaries are. And I know that they no longer have this power over me. And I'm going to make sure that, you know, they can feel that in my energy. And sometimes they'll really just go away because they really feel like there's no place else, like there's nothing that they can't get their hit there anymore. And they might come back and try to change tactics and try new gimmicks, and you keep showing them this doesn't work. And so they'll either move on, or if it's been a very long-standing relationship, every once in a while they might come back and try. If they're not able to get their hit somewhere else, they might come back and try. So my message to you is recognize your empoweredness. Recognize your kindness. Recognize your highly emotionally developed self of wrong and right, of knowing who you are, and fall back on that. And know that that's what's catching you, and that's your baseline. And let that be your baseline when you meet up with anyone in the world, most of all when you meet up with narcissists, but not least of all, you know, with everyone. And there's something else I wanted to say. There was something I wanted to say and slipped my mind, but this came up. For those of you who are listening to this and feel like, what am I talking about when I'm talking about being empowered and emotionally developed and being able to, you know, really conquer that mood mastery and release those triggers, you feel like you've been in it so long, that there might even be some space that identifies with battered spouse, battered partner, battered child, battered sibling. I want to remind you that you are as powerful as I know you to be, and you can work back to that. And I know that because you're listening to this now, and because you saw your way through, and because you want to know how to champion being in a relationship with a narcissist and or getting out of that relationship, hopefully. But I mean, I don't mean active relationship. I mean, if you still have to be in touch with them in some way, or you need to wean your way out of the relationship, you know how to do it, and you have the resources around you, and you are more than welcome to reach out to me at healingfromtheholyland@gmail.com, or, you know, reach out to me on my website, and we can have a chat. I know that you are strong, and I know that you are going to get to the other side of this, that you're already there. You just need the encouragement and the mirror held up to you to show you how powerful you are. How do I know this? Because you are so self-aware that you can get yourself to the point of forgiving yourself for allowing yourself to stay in the place where you were manipulated, where you were mistreated, where you made excuses for him, for her, for the relationship, for why you had to stay, or it may not have been excuses, it might have been just necessity that had you staying. And like I said, if you grew up in the household, you know, young children don't necessarily have other choices other than extreme ones. And so you're gonna get through this because you will find that place of forgiving yourself and even forgiving them, because you're gonna recognize that they're just really, really hurt people. And you're probably gonna start feeling sorry for them, because you're gonna see that at some place there is that soft heart, there is that softness, there is that person that was wounded so badly that this is how they've learned to live their lives. The only way that they feel that they can live their lives and survive is by running. And that's extremely uncomfortable way to live. And so you're gonna get there, and you're already there. And I'm here to encourage you. And I trust that you have the people and the support in your life to help stand by you and hold space for you, to reflect back to you who you really are and what your strengths are, and to help you set up those, support you while you set up those boundaries and disentangle yourself from that hold that they had on you for however long. All right, I invite you to please share this with people. I really feel like this understanding of narcissists and the people who wind up in relationships with narcissists is very eye-opening and can be transformational, can really help people who are in relationships with narcissists, help them acknowledge how to move forward and what to do and what steps to take, what actions to take to live their health. All right. Have a wonderful afternoon. And it's the new moon now of Taurus. Beautiful energies, actually. Taurus is that soft heart energy. It's earth energy, but a really soft, sensitive heart. So very accurate. And yeah, signing off here. Sending love.